North Dakota's Emergency Commission has approved the spending plan for another $320 million from the Federal CARES Act, money for COVID-19 response and recovery. Of that, $59 million will be going toward political subdivisions. The money would first go toward law enforcement, but Governor Burgum said if local government has already paid for law enforcement services, then this money becomes a block grant.
The money they saved, they can use to pay for whatever else they choose to in their budget, including keeping property taxes down.
Also in the latest round, Job Service North Dakota received another $100 million to replenish the state's unemployment insurance trust fund. The pandemic has caused a number of people to lose their jobs, putting pressure on that fund. Job Service North Dakota Executive Director Brian Klipfel had said back in May that the fund may need an excess of $500 million because of the state's unemployment rate.
Fortunately, you know, the economy is coming back a little bit, and so that helps a little bit. So now I think our total request is going to be $410 million.
Klipfel says the unemployment rate in June was 6.3%. He says that's still a lot higher than it was last year, but our state is doing better than other states.
That's why I think we're thinking that with this extra dollars, a total of $410 million, that we should have enough, you know, so that we don't have to worry about raising taxes for the employers.
The legislature's budget section still has to approve the spending plan. The state has received $1.25 billion from the CARES Act. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.